Welcome to the Centre for Cities City Minutes South Yorkshire Elections Series. On the 5th of May 2022, residents of South Yorkshire will head to the polls to elect their next Metro Mayor. We invited all declared candidates to discuss their priorities for improving the economic prosperity of the area. I'm Andrew Carter from the Centre for Cities, and today I'm joined by Bex Wyman, who is the Green Party's candidate to be the next Mayor of South Yorkshire. Welcome, Bex.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
So I suppose the first question, maybe the easiest or the toughest, I don't know, you decide, is why do you want to be the mayor of South Yorkshire?
Oh, I want to be the mayor because I want to represent all the females out there that need a voice and to empower women to be in positions like this. And all the campaigning is the really hard bit for me because the job in itself, I would be an excellent mayor. I have all the skills needed to really make change happen because that's basically what I do in my day job as a business analyst.
So your professional and sort of personal sort of background makes you ideally suited to be the next mayor. And I think you've picked up already, in a sense, this, you see this as a, you know, as a job of action, in a sense. That's one of the attractions of being the mayor, is that you get to do stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And there's so much to do. So yes, I'd love to get stuck in and make things move and definitely put that Green Party voice on that as well, because our planet and the people in it need some action. So that's why I'm raring to go and would love to be elected.
Very good. So I can tell you've got hundreds of ideas about what you would do. So let's just focus on, we're interested in the sort of economics of the place, you know, the economic performance of the place as a one place, but also then, you know, the four authorities that make up the combined authority area. You know, when you look out at the South Yorkshire area, what do you see as, how would you describe the economic performance of the place? And then what would be your priorities to improve it?
Sure. I mean, the economic space, it's quite different in each of the sort of four areas. So what the main challenge is how to tackle the individual areas and bring them together as a one county. So I think that the main thing to do that is to put forward a green, clean, integrated transport system that would get everybody better connected and really feed into driving the economy and improving that right through to city centres and local shopping as well, just to make sure that all our bases are covered. And definitely we're going to be stronger when we all get together. So it's very disparate from what I can see at the moment. It's lots of, you know, you've got four pockets of areas behaving very differently, and actually we can band together and be stronger.
And so just pick up on that, that your sort of transport kind of point. I think you're in favour of bus franchising, is that right? In the sense of thinking about how you improve, which is very good, because, you know, I love buses and I think bus franchising is a good thing, but that's not the only reason. But so just say a little bit more about, you know, about that, in a sense, what when you look at the transport system, what's the problem currently? What might, you know, what would you then try to do about it?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, what I had many sort of chats with like a friend of mine who used to be a bus driver, and he's gone back to the buses. So I'm like, well, what is it? What is the problem? It's a real issue. And, you know, yes, bus franchising is something that we need to pursue and make happen more quickly than the sort of 10 years it's been promised in the mayoral authority at the moment. I think that's way too long. I appreciate it's a complicated thing, but we absolutely need to get that moving. Excuse the pun there. And I think that a lot of it was sort of many prongs to this. So for the drivers themselves, they need better pay and they need better working conditions. For the people using it, it's not accessible enough. They're not regular and reliable enough. And for the fact that I've got parents in Doncaster and it takes me over 2 hours to get to them on public transport, and I can get to London in under 2 hours. So for my mind, a lot needs changing into just getting our areas better connected. But being able to get into town within a 30-minute journey would be very advantageous, because you can then just hop on a bus and get to wherever you need to be and connect to other places as well.
Yeah, no, I think the ability to integrate, I think, and bring the different services, whether it's the tram or whether it's the rail or whether it's the buses together, to provide a bit more of an integrated system, I think is one of the advantages that the franchising system will offer. So I'm positive about that. So if you get in, I hope you make good and rapid progress on that.
Absolutely.
I think one of the other areas you touched on, I guess both from a climate and green perspective, but I guess also from a kind of jobs perspective, is housing retrofit and housing efficiency more generally. Just say a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the technology that we want to promote is a new innovation called Energy Sprong. And what it is, it's about creating modules of insulation that is then retrofit onto houses that are currently already, you know, emitting lots of emissions and taking a lot of energy. So there's a lot of waste already. So it's about taking those modular components and getting them to scale and then attaching them to the outsides of the buildings. So that will potentially create 1,000 skilled green jobs in, you know, even in the young people industry as well, to get people actually taking that to fruition years and years in the future, but to get that moving at scale and quickly so that every home can be retrofit so that it's better insulated. And it'll definitely help the cost of living crisis at the moment, so that it'll bring the energy bills right down.
And in terms of getting that program moving back, so are there obstacles that you'll need to overcome, or is there, you know, is there funding that you'll need to acquire, or do you feel reasonably confident that you can get going almost straight away?
There are always obstacles in the way. And I think that is one of the reasons why I think I'd be an excellent mayor, because in my day-to-day life, there's an obstacle around the corner all the time. And I just push through and keep going and make things happen. So yes, there will be challenges. Yes, there's funding that's needed. And you do, I've been involved in many sort of bids to claim things, to claim funding. And it's all, you've got to find the language that they speak. So every audience is going to be a little bit different on how you get that money in. But the technology is there. So we've already got that happening in Germany, in France, in the Netherlands. So it's using the data and the facts that are already there and then pushing that forward to say, look at this growth, if you like, that we can get from the Energy Sprong technology that's already there.
And you touched on this already in relation to skills and the demand for skills that's through the housing retrofit program. And you do have some, or if you were the mayor, you do have some powers and some resources in that sort of space. What would be your priorities beyond what you just talked about in terms of green skills? Are there other things in the sort of skills or education space that you would want to focus on?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the main things that I found out recently is that we will have a mandate in the mayoral authority to have a nature recovery strategy. So what I would love to push is centres of excellence for environment, transport and energy. So if you combine all those three things together, the amount of jobs and skills that that you can generate from just those three spaces alone are absolutely massive. So really having just pulling on that, really, to get all the skills that we need into that. So one of the main things that we're going to be lacking is ecologists. We're going to be screaming out soon for ecologists, because everybody needs to have this strategy in place.
That's a good message for ecologists, current and potential, that if they want work and you're in a position in as the next mayor, is to go to South Yorkshire, there'll be lots of demand for your kind of skills. Very
definitely
good. You've touched on this already. Obviously, you mentioned it right at the beginning. You know, the mayor of South Yorkshire has four local authorities as its sort of partners or its members. Just say something about, you know, how you would approach then working with the four authorities and obviously the leadership of those authorities to try and think about how you devise the agenda to move forward.
Yes. So the main part about working, it's basically working as teams. You know, we have to band together. And what I would promote is conversation over consultation. So getting out there with the leaders, with the actual councils themselves, seeing how they all work and really come to some agreement on how we're going to move things forward. Because I don't, unless you are in it, you don't know how to change it. So definitely conversation over consultation and trying to pull more of an agile framework into that. So when I talk about agile, it's actually from the software industry, and it's a way to have short spurts of times that of work that are time boxed, and then really looking back to see what we've learned from that. So literally in a 2-week cycle, you can take some action, have some conversation and see what we can get out of it and then learn from that. So I'd love to try and push that level of system into politics and into the way we govern.
And is your sense that there is room for improvement in the relationship between, you know, the mayor himself currently, but just the position of mayor and the authorities? Do you think that there is room for improvement in terms of being clear about who does what and why?
I do. I think there's always room for improvement. In whatever position you're in, you know, continual improvement is absolutely necessary. What I've heard from different discussions is actually that there's a level of under-resourcement as well with the officers that support the mayoral authority. So one of the things that I'd love to push is to make sure that we have got the staffing levels right as well. Because without the correct level of staffing, you can't make as much headway as you'd like. Appreciate that all comes down to money again.
Yeah, no, it's a very good go, and it's an ongoing issue in many of the mayoral authorities about the relevant staffing and capacity and where it sits in the system. The South Yorkshire system will be no different from many of those other ones. Part of the job, a significant part of the job in some respects, Bex, will be about representing, you know, the area to the outside world, whether that's government on the one hand, you're kind of negotiating with government for additional funding or additional powers through, you know, further rounds of devolution, etc., and promoting and representing the area to potential, you know, firms that want to relocate or individuals that want to come and live there. Just say something about how you think about, you know, that part of the job. So not just the sort of internal mechanics of how the place works more efficiently and you're kind of making the decisions on priorities, but actually that external representation. What would be your approach to be, and what do you think some of the priorities might be in that sort of space?
I love that question, Andrew. And it's quite exciting for me because I used to be in pre-sales as well. So pre-sales as part of my company is all about getting our product out there to market, getting it out in front of people, demonstrating it, showing what it can do. So what I would love to bring to that are things like animation, film, making it more exciting, making it more accessible and making it more fun to actually be involved. I'd love to encourage shadowing as well so that, you know, our young people could actually see how the mayoral authority works in itself. And then just get lots of animation and video content out there and get people excited about the role.
And do you think the profile of the area is lagging behind other areas? You know, for example, you know, down the road now you have an energetic mayor in Tracy in West Yorkshire, but you've also got, you know, Andy Burnham in Greater Manchester and Andy Street in West Midlands, etc. But just your sense as to the, you know, the profile and, you know, name recognition of the area, is that an area that you think needs to be prioritised or focused on?
I do. I think it needs a real injection of life into what we do. And I'd love to be known for Bex Wyman, the person that creates an industrial revolution for renewable energy. You know, that would be an amazing thing to be, you know, to headline and be part of. So I think that we do need that, and I'll certainly be sticking around. So I took my foot off the gas when I had my little one to care for a baby, and now I just can't wait to get stuck in. So I am certainly going to be around for a while.
And do you think, just to sort of think about your relationship with government, I mean, what would be your approach? I mean, again, some of the mayors you know, there's a degree of collaboration and positive engagement. But in fairness, you know, on some issues, the mayors have taken a sort of adversarial position and oppositional position. Just, I mean, again, just a feel for your, you know, your generalized approach to dealing with government. Because as you know, you're going to have to deal with government quite a bit on a whole bunch of issues and for a bunch of reasons. So just again, how should we think about the Bex Wyman approach to, you know, to engaging with government?
I think the Bex Wyman approach is definitely being loud, proud and kind. You know, we have to work together. And yes, I will be very loud and fight my corner for what we need in our county. I'm proud of the initiatives that we'll put together. But that kind piece, you know, we absolutely need to work together to ultimately save the planet. You know, we have to get things moving to get to net zero by 2030.
I think that's a great way to finish. My guest today has been Bex Wyman. Bex, thanks for talking with me, and I wish you lots of luck in next week's election.
Thanks so much for having me, Andrew.
Thank you for listening to this episode of City Minutes, which forms part of Centre for Cities South Yorkshire election special. Visit our website, centreforcities.org, for all our work and analysis on the South Yorkshire elections and the role of metro mayors in raising the economic prosperity of their areas. You can find us on a number of listening platforms, including Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify and Stitcher. Please rate, review and subscribe if you like what you hear.